We are talking about entrepreneurs, and that means we're back on the air, and we are Radio Entrepreneurs. Thank you very much for tuning us in. According to Chris, it's over 120 countries we've reached over time, and over 90,000 listeners in 2018, and we continue to try to grow and reach out to different people with great topics. And hopefully our next guest has got something very provocative to say so we can reach a lot of people. Anthony Houck, president of Hypar.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, not too bad.
Good.
I'll try to be provocative.
Let's see. What's Hypar all about?
Okay. Well, we're a high-tech startup, and we have a cloud platform to generate building designs.
Wow.
So that's the kind of short...
Who buys your services?
No one yet, because we don't even have a paywall up.
Who will be buying your services?
Right. It's a good question. And one of the things we've been doing is working on who exactly is the audience. My partner and I both come out of the design community. We started out life in architecture. So a lot of the people we know are in the design trade, so architecture, engineering, et cetera. So that was kind of our original target. We found as we started to put out prototypes that we had a lot of interest from real estate developers, actually, because there's a whole phase before a development even is being considered invested in, where they're trying to decide whether it's actually even feasible to propose a project. And that's the moment when the developers are burning their own money. They don't have any investors yet. So rather than spend money on an architect early to get a couple of proposals, we provide ways for them to get hundreds of proposals in a couple of seconds.
Wow. So give me your history. What did you do before this?
So I started out working as an architect in New York and Vermont and Los Angeles, so I bounced around a bit. And then I worked for a very large firm called Einhorn Yaffe Prescott in the Northeast U.S., and it kind of went national while I was there, and I was the IT director there. And then I joined Autodesk in 2007, so I worked on a software that's very popular in architecture and engineering called Revit. And about 4 years ago, I started working on something similar to what I'm doing now. And I left Autodesk last year and partnered up with another former Autodesker to make Hypar.
Did you start this all on your own?
Yeah, we're actually bootstrapping it. Actually, my partner founded the company originally after he left Autodesk. And when I left a couple of months later, we got back in touch. So what are you doing? What are you doing? And he was actually my first consulting client because I'm a glutton for punishment. I don't have just one startup. I actually have two. So my first startup was actually just a consulting a gig that was based on just me. And I started consulting to him. We spent so much time working together that we just made it official, and I bought into his company in July, and so now we're full partners.
That's great. Is the company out looking for funding right now, or are you self-funding?
We're self-funding right now. We are considering taking venture capital. It's interesting because there's good reasons and not good reasons to take venture capital. We've got a lot of stuff that we know we want to do. It seems kind of obvious ways to spend money. On the other hand, we're also in touch with a number of successfully bootstrapped startups who say, you know, if you absolutely, you know, can avoid taking outside capital, don't, and just grow the company organically. So we're talking with a couple of venture capital firms, but right now it's just mostly kind of friendly talk and trying to figure out whether this is the right thing for us.
Interesting. So where do I expect you to be in about a year or so?
God, well, hopefully we're self-supporting in a year, and we're not setting our own money on fire anymore. And hopefully we've got a kind of diverse clientele and customer base around both the design professions and folks who would ordinarily use designers, but want some kind of feasibility studies. We're working with one institutional owner, and they were very upfront saying, like, you know, we don't want we don't want to lose our architects. We actually like working with our architects, but a lot early on, we want to find out, should we lease a particular space? Like, can we actually fit everything we want in there? And we don't want a computer program to design it for us, but we want it just to tell us if it makes sense as a financial investment.
Interesting. Your expertise versus your partner's, what's his expertise in?
So my partner Ian Keough is much more technically oriented than I am. I also write code, but he's been doing it for about 10 years longer. I took a long hiatus in more in like management things I was doing. So I write some stuff for the site, but he does the major technical work. I do mostly the business development. Although, you know, it's a startup. There's a lot of overlap. We both know a lot of people in the industry. Fortunately, the Venn diagram doesn't entirely overlap, so we have a kind of a diverse set of contacts throughout the industry, which really helps. I'm actually just back from Seattle last night, and I hope you guys appreciate that I had to rent a car in New York to get back here.
You seem awake.
Right. Well, it was... I was out there in Seattle because I work with a conference called BILT, and that's a conference of people who are involved in computer technology and architecture, engineering, and construction. And so I was just out there reviewing a bunch of submitted classes, and then I had to get back here for us to talk.
Interesting. So again, just to go back to the beginning, so ultimately a year from now, who's going to be your customer?
I expect we're going to have both the design trades and developers. We're working with a real estate developer right now in Mexico, and we're working kind of hand in glove with the architects to help them explore the possibilities on a very difficult and rugged site. So we think we're going to be kind of split across all those different folks who are involved in delivering the built environment. So, but I think the initial folks who are going to be most interested are the folks who are considering investing their money in building something and want an idea of what maybe they should build.
Great. Anthony, if somebody's looking for Hypar, is there a place that they can go look for it and learn more about it?
Sure. Our website is hypar.io. A lot of our stuff you can actually find on social media. So we were talking earlier about what exactly is the name of the company. So the company is Hypar, but our Twitter feed is Hypar AEC. So we put a lot of stuff out on there. You can follow Hypar on LinkedIn, and you can follow me, Anthony Houck, and Ian Keough.
Wow, great. You're everywhere. And you're connected, hopefully, to all of us as well.
Yes,
and the Radio Entrepreneurs world.
Yes, I hope so.
Great. Well, make sure you connect with me. It's great having you on the show. We hope you come back as the company progresses over the next year or two.
All right. Thanks so much. I'd love to.
Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.